Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, can you guys hear me? Can you hear me, 818? Let me try another one. Hi, 914, can you hear me?
Hello, Judy. Hello? I think we have some technical difficulties.
Hello?
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 This is Alana at 413.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that sounds like Pat.
Yeah, hi, honey. I wasn't sure if I was unmuted or not. How are you, sweetie?
Oh, God.
Hi, baby.
Darling, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I am wonderful. Here. Waiting to hear more. He and I, it's just so miraculous.
Oh, yes, I will.
It has got
Yeah, I have my son visiting. I have a special needs child, so he comes on Sunday, so I'll be in and out. But from 8 o'clock on, I will be on, so maybe from 8 o'clock on, I can read some beautiful stuff to you, you know. Also, I'm going to read some of the from Vasila Ryden from True Life in God. It'll blow you out of the mind. I'm going to read you bridegroom stuff.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I will. So, yeah.
Can you hear me?
So, yes, hi, honey.
Okay, so let me just start over. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Rapture-Centric Church. And this is my first posting it from the control room, you know, and I'm not.
The control room.
I don't even like this. But I am because Kate didn't get here till later, and I'm trying to figure it all out. So I got this little iPhone here, and then I got the computer here, and I'm making sure I'm doing it all right. So, Pat, what's your area code?
973.
Okay, so there's Pat, and then I got Alana at 413.
Alana? Yep.
Yep, I got Alana there, and then let me see. Who's 914?
It's 914.
Me,
Joe.
Who are you?
It's Joe, Judy.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Pat.
Joe Gretto, is that my Joe?
It surely is.
Hi, Joe. Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out who everyone is because when people do this all the time, they get used to all the area codes. Okay, who's 818? Hello, 818, hello. Okay, hold on. Can you hear me,
818?
Yeah, it's
Tana.
Hi,
Tana. I love you
Hi,
all.
Sweetie.
You can, but Judy, you can
love
go ahead
you too, sweetie.
Because I'm just Thanks. Listening, but you can mute me, but I love you all.
Oh, we love you too,
love
sweetie.
You. Okay, Tana, sweetheart, I'm going to go mute. Okay, and then who's?
Judy,
okay.
It's me, Keith, and 818 as well.
Oh, Keith, you're 818 too.
Hi, Keith.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. Hey,
Keith,
hey, Pat.
Hi, sweetie.
Good, I'm going to. Okay, and then who's 626? I bet that's Leah. Is that Leah? 626, who's that? Leah?
Oh, sorry, my phone was on mute, but yeah, I'm 66, sorry.
Hey, sweetie. Hey, Leah,
hey.
Do you want me to mute you? Okay, good, all right, perfect. So you're there. Do you want me to mute you?
Do I want you to what?
Want me to unmute you or mute you?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so I'm a total rapture reader, okay?
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm here. I'm just now. I get it. I got everyone's names, and now I see what's going on. Okay, and I can barely see the chat room, but I'm seeing a little bit because I have this little small.
Are you in
so
total control,
left.
Judy?
Yes. That's
a heavy question. You have your donkey mask on? When are we going to see you, you?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this is really fun. Okay, so I'll just be in retard. Like, hello? Can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes.
You know what's funny is I'm using my phone. I didn't know it was muted. Okay,
You'll get it.
So
you're learning.
I'm learning.
You're learning. We're patient.
Mm-hmm.
You're learning. Okay.
We're patient.
Everybody. Okay. So God bless everybody. Let's see. It's been a great day. It's a rapture-centric day. It's a great day to get raptured.
Yeah.
Amen.
I bet... juicy thing to share. Joe, do you have something juicy to share?
Oh, I do, but I have a mouth. Oops, sorry.
Sure. not a good time?
Yeah, I can share in about 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, good.
So if someone else can, that would be awesome to hear.
Hold on, I'm trying to talk with Katie on the other. Oh, my God, that's so funny. Okay.
Today there was a 7.0 earthquake in Chile.
Yes.
Which is huge. And then we had a couple of 6.5s last couple of days with the 6.9 in Northern California. So you can see the energy. It's interesting how no matter how big these quakes are, God always shows me how there's almost never any damage. It's almost impossible to have these huge quakes around the world and have no damage for the last 2 years because
yes.
He's holding it back to take us out. And that, he always shows me that over and over, and he showed me that again today, how clear that is. Mm. I mean, with all the volcanoes heated up, there's nothing, everything's ready to go, but nothing's going off because he's saving it for us to leave. And that's always so clear to me. So with all the pressure going on, though, in South America and then the one in Northern California, it's all set up right now for us to go home and get out of here. So today's rapture day.
Too much is happening. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts. They're worried about a tsunami now, maybe off of Chile. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're watching. That's nuts. Oh, my kitty. What did my kitty here?
Yeah, that's funny because my cat meowed the same time yours did, Pat. That was funny.
Isn't that funny? I have 5 of them, sweetie. And 3 dogs.
Our cat?
Nuts. 3 cats.
That's funny. I thought that was Judy making a sound.
No, my kitty.
I know.
She never comes over and does that. Never. 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 Oh,
I
she's on. She's jumped on my lap. Oh, my gosh. She's not a lap kitty. What's going on, kitty? Oh, my goodness. This is weird. Oh, she's not a. She's a lovely cat, but she's not affectionate like this. She never does this. Oh, sweetie, what's the matter? Something wrong? You know when I pray.
Okay, so what do you want me to say? Keith.
Yes.
For world news, we should go get to know. While I'm waiting for Katie to call in. Or this is really weird. Like, I don't know. This is weird. I'm trying to look at everyone calling in. And oh, I think I got Katie here, 205. Okay, there we go. All right.
Good job, Judy.
Okay, thanks.
Hey,
guys, I'll get this down. Hi, Katie. Is that you, dear?
Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
It's been really awkward. Like, I started the show going, hello, can you guys hear me? What's your area code? I'm just really a big retard. And
tough job,
but that's,
tough.
Well, first, I could tell if once you get used to it, it's all good, but you're looking at, like, 3 different screens. It's just weird. But I got it because I'm trying to look at the chat room, and they're making fun of me. I'm a rapture retard, you know. They said something really funny. They called me up. I'm not on mute. Oh, yeah, I had myself on mute because it's my sister's iPhone. She says, join the weird kitty club. Rhea, I love you.
Right. That's funny.
Katie, you didn't think. It's just been really awkward. But Keith saved me. Keith came on and gave us some good earthquake news. That was good.
Yay.
Oh, yeah, I know. We had a 7.0 in Chile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And our usual... strange weather going on everywhere on the East Coast right now, all over.
Yeah. Also, guys, this is crazy. Sorry, y'all, my phone's ringing. It's really annoying. You know, they're saying now that Al-Qaeda was part of the Malaysian airline plane thing.
Mm.
And, which, I mean, that in itself just makes it completely obvious, you know, that it's a lie. But it's so funny because, remember, I just had that dream about Al-Qaeda, and I was wondering, why Al-Qaeda? And now it's coming out in the news about Al-Qaeda is now part of this plane thing. So.
So what happened to the plane, Katie? Did they? I'm always, you read that news, it's back and forth. Did they find it, or is it?
They're now claiming that it was hijacked by Al-Qaeda terrorist group.
Okay, but no one knows where it's at, right?
Well, they know where it's at, but they're saying it's a terrorist attack.
Yeah, right. But the U.S. probably knows where it's at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's weird how it just sort of vanished, like the rapture. It's very
right.
strange.
Exactly.
You know.
Very strange.
Especially in our world when they know where you can track flights online just by watching where they go throughout the world from your own home. You know, any person can do that, and how nobody knows where the plane went, you know.
They should have been able to track the cell phone.
Good point, yeah. But somehow nobody knows where it's at. It's just too weird.
Yeah.
It's a rapture thing.
Mm-hmm. So, that's going on. And then God's been speaking to me through these black birds that I keep seeing because I had this dream about all these black birds, and ever since I've had that dream, they're like crow-type birds. They're like black crows. I see them everywhere. And it's like there's more and more of them, like, every day, and it's really cool how God's, like, speaking me through them. It's really cool.
And for devastation.
Wow, that's cool. Did Nate say something?
Yeah, I think black crows stand for like devastation or something, right?
That's,
I think
yeah,
he saw death. That's what they are. Personally, I like black crows. I'm into black birds.
There are a lot of wrestlers who have crows as their emblems.
Right.
Now it's crazy that it can't be seen them.
I mean, but I know, you know, it could stand for something.
Well, in my dream, I was told it stands for death, so whatever that means.
Oh. And that's interesting because in her dream, God told her it's the black crow stands for death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rhea, this is weird, but I'm getting it. I'm looking at the rescreen. I'm sorry, you guys. This is so weird.
The Bible also refers to, you know, the last days, that the birds of prey would increase in number and size for their great feast. And again, not to get morbid, but we all know what that's going to be. But I've seen it going on for years and observing it in the last few months even more. I mean, where I'm in New York now, and I saw a bald eagle yesterday in New York. And I was like, what? And I was with someone else. They're like, yeah, it looked like it to me. And then a friend just stopped by a half hour ago. I was like, dude, I saw a bald eagle on your street. And I was like, yeah, I guess the same one I saw. So
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to do. You know, there's certain warnings, you know, our Father put out for us to observe. And one is definitely the birds of prey, not only increasing in size. And Nate's right, John's right. The, you know, symbolic of black and death, but also symbolizes the great feast. They're going to be, you know, cleaning up the earth, for lack of a better term.
Mm. Right. So, Judy, did you want me to do anything, read my words, or
I can do that.
Yeah. That'd be really nice, Katie. We would love to hear. Luca's texting me. He's all, you're a retard, and then he's all, you're doing better now. Okay. Well, I did notice that Tana hung up, so at least I'm trying to memorize everyone's names, and I'm writing it all down. Okay. Yes, Katie, share, please. We want to be blessed by what you have. Not everyone got to. Katie made, like, 4 videos this morning, 5 counting last night, and one of them, well, there's a couple amazing prophetic words. Is Carter going to call in, Katie, because he had that amazing word, too?
He should, yeah. I'm going to text him again to remind him. But I'll go ahead and read one of them and share later. Okay, this was today. Be still and know that I'm God. I long to be with you soon. The days are passing and time is growing even shorter. Stay strong, for I'm not delaying. Be quiet before me today and rest in my peace. I am even closer. Reside in me a little longer until I come to sweep you off your feet. In an instant, you will be changed. In an instant, you will be like me. How I long for this day, and I know your heart's desire is to be in my kingdom. How glorious you will appear before many. How dear and precious you are all to my heart.
Your place in the kingdom is greater than any can fathom. Hold fast to my promises, for I am a God who refuses to erase them. The events that will unfold shortly will prove everything you are hearing from me is tried and true. Listen quickly. Time is fading ever quickly. Now is the time. Now is the time I come. So that was pretty encouraging.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm texting Carter right now.
Okay, thank you, Tana. I thought Tana hung up the phone on me because I was being so awkward.
That's so funny.
But, yeah, she said she's just in the chat room. And, hey, Katie, while you're doing that, I did get a text from Luca that said that Dustin just literally told him. He said, share this. Judy, share this. Dustin said, Luca said, Dustin just told me that the Lord just now told him by Tuesday. So there's a date set in addition to today. The Lord just told Dustin Tuesday. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Wow.
Keith, Keith or for Joe, have you been getting any dates in addition to today?
I'm getting today hard. And does anyone know if today is the spring solstice or not? Offhand, does anyone know?
What now?
Does anyone know if today is the spring solstice or not?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to look it up on my laptop real quick and get back to you.
Okay.
No, it's not until the 20th.
Oh, okay. It's Tuesday the 20th?
No, it's the 16th, so there's a few more days.
Okay. Yeah, I'm clearly a rapture retard. I don't know what month it is right now.
Yeah, did Intel also say there's a 6.3 earthquake in Korea today?
Yep. I think Keith shared that with us. Earthquake, not the earthquake.
Also, let's see what else we have. I guess the Crimeans voted to join Russia. North Korea fires 25 rockets today.
Oh. Nice.
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
Did y'all hear that? Da-na-na-na.
Okay, I thought that was like somebody's phone.
No, Judy, that was God. Judy, did everyone hear that? We just had a trumpet.
That was the sound of a phone.
Well, it might have been a trumpet.
Okay.
What?
No, Nate, did you hear it?
I heard it. It sounded like a phone. It didn't sound like a trumpet at all.
No, it was a trumpet, Nate. I promise you. Nate, it went da-na-na-na.
It did, actually. I did hear that.
Yeah, we're going to have to play that back in the archives. That was definitely
Yeah,
a
that
trumpet.
Was really weird. I heard that, too. I was like, wow.
Keith, did you hear that?
I heard it, yeah. I thought it was somebody's phone doing something because I have everyone unmuted.
Dude,
but
it was a trumpet. It was a trumpet.
This is a condition of rapture-centric. You have all these side effects to your condition, like we jump at every sound and
Well, the reason why it sounded weird is because my house phone was ringing at the same time. Like, my house phone rang, but I heard the trumpet. It was like, I mean, unless somebody was messing with something, I wasn't.
Yeah, often it is the official war call through a shofar, like the ram's horn that was used, you know, in Israel. So I'm going with that. I know. It makes me happier to think it's that than a cell phone. So, yeah, I'm going with that.
That's cute. Gemma says in the chat room, she said paranoia. It's rapture paranoia.
Did they not hear it?
Well, everyone
in the chat room. I think they heard it, but someone said they heard a phone ringing, you know?
No, but listen, my phone rang at the same time the trumpet went off, so it might have covered it up, but I heard it.
Wow.
It was like,
yeah, well, you know, this is Bachelor Retard Radio, and it's extra retarded because I'm hosting. I don't know. It's like really extra retarded.
Yeah, well, if it was a trumpet, God will do it again on the show. I know he will. I know he will.
Well, I'm going to believe it's a trumpet because that's cool, and why not? He knocks on your door all the time.
Yeah, he does knock on my door all the time.
Hey, the bottom line is we're so rapture-centric. You and I have been sitting together for 115 days. We are. Gemma, we're rapture paranoid, too, because we do. We jump at every sound. You know, somebody farts, and I'm like, is that an earthquake? You know, because I think it's a rapture.
Judy, like, I'm really not lying, though, man. Like, that was such a trumpet. Like, I know. Like, I heard it. I'm like, sad because my house phone rang at the same time I heard it. That stupid house phone.
Well, you know what, Katie? This is interesting. I think we should end the show now.
No, that's what I'm saying. You want to?
Let's end the show now and go listen to it.
Okay. I'm down. You want to?
I kind of do because, like, you know, oh, my God.
No,
this
it was.
Funny.
Dude, it freaking was.
I know, Katie. Like, I'm feeling funny about it, too. Like, me, too.
Oh,
and
it
would
it
be.
Percent. I love listening to Miracles in the Archives. I love it.
And don't you think it's no coincidence when it's I'm hosting, we would hear the trumpet because I'm so important?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
No? I'm playing, you guys. I'm being a donkey,
no,
okay?
Judy,
I put
no,
my mask
seriously.
On.
Judy, it was so God. Okay,
yeah.
Let's. Okay, can we get off the show and listen to the Archives?
Joe's so nice to me. He gave me a nice text. Okay.
What is that
he's like,
saying?
You're not. Well, okay, everybody in the chat room, so that me and Katie will shut up, can you guys tell us yes or no? Yes, I thought it was a trumpet. No,
oh, I knew
it
was a trumpet, but we're just going to know if we want to end the show now. I knew it was.
Say yes if you want to end the show in the chat room. Say yes. If you want to end the show, say yes, and we'll end it. What's the rapture? Okay, Joe says no. We got one no.
What?
No. Oh, my God. We're outvoted, Katie.
Okay, well, maybe God will do it again.
Well, makes me want to drink some chocolate syrup and get drunk because I'm excited right now. Did everyone see my exposing videos?
Maybe
one
of the trumpets
and
the phone ringing, so it's like,
the
pick up the phone, right? You're about to go home, right?
Oh, Nate just had a revelation. Get over here, Nate, or John. John Jr., get up.
I'm serious with you guys.
Okay, listen to what he says. Say it.
I'm serious with you guys. I didn't pick up the trumpet at all, so. But I just got a revelation that wasn't a trumpet, and that was a phone, so that's like a phone. It's like, ring, 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 pick up the phone, Brian. You're going home.
Did you hear that, Katie?
But there was a trumpet. I heard it.
I know, but what he said was, it stands for ring, 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 bride, pick up the phone, you're going home. That's what little John got the revelation of.
Yeah, but I don't think it was a trumpet. I definitely don't.
No,
well, you
said I heard a trumpet, Judy. I really did.
I heard a trumpet, too, though, babe.
You heard the trumpet, what we heard the telephone.
Yeah, okay, sorry. This is
okay, like they're hand in hand together.
What, Katie?
Like it's hand in hand together, like the phone ringing and the trumpet.
Katie, you know, we really don't look good. Like we're trying to figure this out, and you have like a green face, and I wear a donkey mask, and I don't think we hold much credibility here.
Well, you know what? The thing is, I don't really care how I look, you know? It's like I just heard a trumpet. I'm freaking out.
Well, I actually did, too. I heard it, too. Okay, let's just ask the chat room. If you heard a trumpet, say trumpet. If you heard a phone ring, say ring. So ring or trumpet, chat room. Just let us know, and then we'll shut up for good. Ring
well,
or
I
trumpet.
I heard both.
I heard a trumpet. Okay, Carter says ring. Tana, ring.
All right, well, I heard it.
Hold on, there's more.
I can't
Someone
wait.
Heard nothing. The Wi-Fi ring. Okay. Katie, I think it's just me and you because we're ready to go. Maybe we're getting translated first. Just kidding, we're not. I'm kidding, you guys. God told a little we're all going as a group.
You, either way, I'm just telling you, I heard a trumpet, and it was awesome. It was like, da-na-na-na. It was like,
well, Katie, you got Tressie. Tressie's your new best friend, Katie. He said, I believe Katie heard a trumpet. Do you believe I heard the trumpet, Tressie? Because I did, too. I just thought it was someone's phone with the trumpet ringtone. That's what I thought.
I believe you heard a trumpet, but I believe I didn't. I just believe you.
John says, Mom, I believe you heard that, but I just didn't hear that. But he doesn't believe, John doesn't think we didn't hear it. He just didn't hear it.
Okay.
He heard a phone. He heard a phone ring, but he that we heard the trumpet, because we did, Katie. We're not lying. You guys scratched your sentence.
No, I know I'm not lying because I'm too excited.
Well, you know, little John wants to end the show now and settle it now, so let's just end.
Okay,
I'm
me
kidding,
too,
you guys.
Me too. Me too.
After the show, we'll go to the archives.
Okay, Joe had a good idea. See, not everybody's as retarded as the other. There's different levels of retardation. Okay, Joe said, why don't we ask God to have his angel blow it again?
Okay,
so, Lord, can we hear that again, please? Because we're kind of confused. Oh. Okay. I'm just seeing. Well, we're given this. Okay. So, you know, this is really funny that this is actually happening because I was joking today, and I wasn't joking, though. We were talking about being rapture-centric, and Katie was telling me one of her friends. Katie was saying one of her friends is, like, totally, like, just, like, oh, I don't want to be here. She's not doing good. And I said, I tried to cheer her up. I said, Katie, tell her. Her condition is caused by God. If you're depressed and going, I can't stand it here. See, now you have the joy of the Lord because you're going home, but your condition is rapture-centric. That's why you need to be heavily medicated. It really is a true condition. God was joking, but he's not. Like, he's funny. He's not joking about this rapture-centric illness. It really is an illness. The only cure is the rapture, and God has afflicted certain people with it. And everyone could be rapture-centric. God wishes they were. But, the medication is love, peace, joy, and faith, and you got to double dose on your pills. And sometimes if you overdose, like me and Katie, we hear trumpets, all right? So I heard a trumpet.
She's right on. I love it.
You know, this is really bad having crazy.
I'm probably
right
hallucinating in my mind. I really think I am because, I heard a trumpet. I'm hallucinating.
That's cute, Katie, but I did hear it too, though, so that's weird.
Keep talking, Judy. That was good. Keep going.
I just think I'm
if you feel like you want to die, if you feel like you want a meteor to fall on your head, if you feel like you want to bang your head against a wall or something until you're out of here, you're officially rapture-centric, and you're about to leave.
You know, Katie, there's a few people in the chat room that got your back. They believe that you heard it. I heard it. Nate believes it. Nate John Jr. And
I
also,
don't believe I heard Troy.
No, you believe she heard it. And then Tressie thinks it could be a trumpet farting out your butt. But you know what? That's rude, Tressie.
Okay, it was like really quiet. The trumpet was like really quiet. I couldn't even believe I heard it. It was like, da-na-na-na. And then my phone started ringing in the background. And I was like, crap. They're not going to be able to hear that.
Maybe it was your phone.
Yeah, maybe it was. Maybe I heard it from my house phone or something. I don't know.
No, I think you just heard it. You just heard the trumpets, and I think we just heard your ring.
Oh, my God, you guys. We are like a half an hour into our church service. This is so rapture. This is like rapture. Like,
maybe if we all believe, that it was a trumpet, he'll do it again.
Okay. All right. Oh, Red X is here. She probably has like three other people she signed in as. We're not going to play telephone, Red X. You're not going to trick me. I love you.
I'm so excited right now.
Yeah, so I had to expose a bunch of jackasses in our church, and, you know, it was really a big night. I laughed a lot. I laughed a lot last night. I haven't exposed Keith. I don't have enough good info on Keith yet.
Don't. Yeah, Luca believes me. Luca believes me.
Oh,
Luca
that's
said
cool.
He knows.
All right. Okay.
Man, I really needed to hear that trumpet. That was cool.
Yeah. God's so fun. He loves us. He gave us this condition. So why, you know, you don't ever have to worry. You're going up and down, you know, because you don't want to be here and thinking there's something wrong with you. That's why God told me to tell everyone there's nothing wrong with you. You're just rapture-centric, and the only cure is the rapture, and, you know, just be okay with it. Love yourself. You know, Katie wants to fall off a cliff most of the time, huh, Katie?
Yes, I do.
Been waiting for this since she was 6 years old, people, so, you know.
Yeah, I really have.
Keith, how long have you...
You cut out.
Oh, wait,
you.
I have...
Oh, what did he say? It could be a ringtone or trumpet that needed downgrinding. Yes!
Did you hear that, Katie?
What did he say?
God just told Little John it could be a ringtone or a trumpet, and then he showed Daniel Bryant, the wrestler, going, yes, because that's his motto. And God was going, yes, like the wrestler. So, you know, God likes it that we're, like, on the edge of our seats trying to figure this out. But
I'm going to be sad if it's not on the archives. I'm going to cry. I'm going to be so sad.
Oh,
freaking sad.
Okay. God just told Little John that is Katie infected with the rapture disease, and God goes yes, like Daniel Bryant. That's adorable. That's really.
Well, I really feel bad if I've gotten y'all all excited over nothing, but I did hear a trumpet. I can say that.
Yes. God just told Little John, he goes, does Jason Chambers eat hamburgers? Yes. With the dead guy. This is getting kind of funny. I told you guys, God is funny. He has a sense of humor. You might as well get used to being retarded because, I don't know, you're going to be laughing a lot in heaven. Okay, so let's see. Thank you, Joe, for your kind input here. Okay. Oh, yeah, so Jason's eating cheeseburgers right now, okay? He's eating cheeseburgers. Let me let 503 on the phone. Hi, 503. Hello, 503.
Hey.
What's your name? Oh, it's Luca, baby. Okay.
Yeah, you want to know my name? No. Yeah, I just was going to come in and hang out for a bit, you know?
We need to get Elvie Zapata on the show. Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Okay, God told John something else. You guys, this is getting funnier because he watches a lot of wrestling, and God just told him, he said, if unbelievers what?
If non-believers see Jesus.
If non-believers see Jesus, they say... What did they say? Can you do it?
Hey, Luca, it's me, Keith. Hey.
What's up, dude?
Do the accent.
Hang out.
He's like,
yeah.
Where do you live? What city?
I live right outside of Portland, Oregon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's hot today in L.A. today. It's hot.
Oh, yeah. It's been warming up quite a bit here, so it's pretty nice.
Yeah, because you probably get a lot of rain and stuff there.
Yeah,
right?
It's been rainy and cold forever, so... Spring's finally coming in.
Yeah, so that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John, come back. He was trying to talk. He hardly ever talks, so when I finally get him to talk, it's really cool. And then he was... Hey, Nobody talk right now really quick. He'll come back. Hey, come back. Come tell us what he said. We're waiting. Dang it. I love it when he talks on the show and he hardly ever does. And then he was, you guys probably didn't hear him, but he was trying to say what God said. God said, okay, can you come say it, sweetie? All right, then I'm not, don't interrupt. Okay, he got interrupted. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Drama at the house. Drama at the house. God, can you help us out with the trumpet? All right, so did you have another word? Did you have another word you want to share?
Yeah, I'll share another one. I'll share this word I got yesterday. I'm sure a lot of y'all have already seen it, but I'll read it again. Write to them how much I love them. Tell them I bring peace. Tell them I love them. Tell them I'm with them now. I'm about to shake the world. Every is in motion for a change. Many are unaware of. Listen to my prophets and people proclaiming my soon return. You hold the answers to a lot of the questions you think you do not know. Because I reside in you, you will begin to see things more clearly. Do I not speak through my creation? This is clearly not enough. I still choose to sleep even in the midst of all the signs given. Am I a just God? Will I bring justice and lay flat the unrighteous? I must. It's time to bring true justice and system in such system of unjust injustice. Many mock and scoff at my messages sent out by me for my people. The very ones who need to take heed of the warnings and messages are the very ones to mock and make fun. The balloon is about to pop. I said the balloon is about to pop. When I pop the balloon, will you believe and take heed of my messages? I will not allow you to continue to think your ways are right. Your ways are right because of me in you, my spirit, the spirit I gave you. My spirit in you will lead and guide you. My word is my love letter to you, but you must also listen to me outside the word. Let the word become a reality in your life and begin to walk in the authority of power I've given you. The blackbirds are my warnings of death. The flesh of death will sweep your country. Death is about to encamp the walls of your country. Stay alert and look out for the signs I give you because I give them every day. My children, I love you, and I do not wish to bring this judgment. This is why I'm sending my messengers out to warn you so that you are without excuse. Because you have rejected this message, relied on oppression, and depended on deceit, this sin will become for you like a high wall cracked and bulging that collapses suddenly in an instant. It will break in pieces like pottery shattered so mercilessly that among its pieces not a fragment will be found from earth or scooping water out of a cistern. In repentance and rest is your salvation, and quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. Yet I long to be gracious to you and rise to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait on me. That was it.
Wow.
That was really good.
Very good.
Dude,
I like
Katie,
that part about
that?
The word, walking in the word with the power. I like that.
Katie,
mm-hmm.
You remember when you heard the balloon pop and I heard a big explosion at the same time?
Yep.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And it all happened simultaneously. Remember, I was like, the earthquake happened. Then Luco heard the crash. Joe also heard the crash in his area. He heard the crash, and then Katie heard the balloon pop, and we were all texting each other talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that was crazy.
We're ready for it.
I wish Carter would get on and share, but I don't think he wants to. Katie, what's Carter's area code? Is it 347?
I'm not sure. I can look. It is 512.
Okay, yeah, he hasn't called yet.
card or call in.
I'm going to be so upset to hear that trumpet. Man, that was so cool.
I just heard a ring, not going to lie, but I'll listen to it later. I'll try to hear the trumpet.
I think it might have just been in my house or something. I don't know.
Or you're just like a rapture retard and you're like hallucinating because you're like...
But
you
I
know.
Don't even think about that kind of stuff. I mean, Judy said she heard it, right? You heard it too, Judy, right?
Yes, I did hear it.
Hmm.
That's because the rapture, every time the rapture gets close and there's like a lot of energy, a lot of watchers watching, then people start hearing trumpets and stuff because that's like the angels are warning them. You heard it happen, I'm sure.
Yep.
That's very true, and there's a little difference, you know.
Sure.
We believe all the words. Sorry. We believe all the words brothers and sisters say because we discern
Carter's
them and
here.
We know. Oh, hey, Carter.
But hey,
again, the
guys.
Same.
Hey, Carter.
You got me. You got me. Hey, everybody.
Judy, you're cutting out.
Uh-uh, I'm on an iPhone. Are you joking me? You can't hear me?
You really are. Now I can.
Okay. I'm thinking I have a better phone to use, and it's still not working. How about now? Is this good?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, so is Carter on your phone? He obviously didn't call in here, right?
Yeah, he
cheated.
Still on.
Faster.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to call into the show.
Want me to give you the number, Carter?
He's on now, so.
I don't know why I need it.
Yeah,
okay, share the word.
The word? Okay. Okay, so here it is. Disaster. Warning, children. Disaster. Who can save themselves? No one can save but I. Can you stand alone, children, or is it I who sustains you? I'm your life. Without me, all else fails. I'm with you always. Nothing leaves my sight. Can you believe it, child? You are almost there. Surely you can. What great faith. Oh, my bride, my beloved, rise this day. Mighty am I to save, darling. Rejoice, for I am your joy, your heart's desire. Come unto me now. Away we shall go. That's it.
Thank you, Carter.
You're welcome, guys.
You can get off the show now if you want.
It's cool. I'll stay on.
So basically,
yeah,
he's going to get off.
Yeah, you
don't
got
let
me.
Him go.
Dude, I know Carter. He's like, I'll stay on, but I'm not going to say anything.
Hey, Carter.
What's up?
You know what I'm getting. Can you read it again?
You want me to read it again?
Yeah, do it.
Should
right
I,
now.
I'll just play my YouTube video and not talk.
No, you have to read it. You have to read it.
I know. All right. I'll pull it up again.
Oh, you have to pull it up again. Sorry.
That's cool.
Right.
I got it.
This is good for Carter. Right. We're getting him comfortable with talking.
Round two. Okay.
Round two.
Disaster. Warning, children. Disaster. Who can save themselves? No one can save but I. Can you stand alone, children, or is it I who sustains you? I'm life. Without me, all else fails. I'm with you always. Nothing leaves my sight. Can you believe it, child? You are almost there. Surely you can. What great faith. Oh, my bride, my beloved, rise this day. Mighty am I to save, darling. Rejoice, for I am your joy, your heart's desire. Come unto me now. Away we shall go. Amen.
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 Amen. Away we shall
Amen,
go.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And all God's
yeah.
children say.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever like go to churches and have like that one guy that said amen to everything?
Yes.
Yeah, like, hey, yeah. Man. It's like, shut up. Nah, it's all good.
What's worse is if you go out to, like, a restaurant after church with everybody, and then they say amen after they order their food. They say amen after everything. Work at the restaurant.
Amen.
Like, I remember those so long ago, church days.
I can't tell if Judy's breaking up or not, or she's just not talking.
It's not talking. It's really weird. It's like, I'll get over this. It's just, I have a whole bunch to say, but again, this, but there's no one, you know, I mean, if everyone's on the line, it's all unmuted. I only muted people who were just listening in, like, I think, but let's see. Hi, let's see who this is. Who's 347? Who are you? Welcome.
Salima. Hey.
Hi.
I'm just listening. I have something to share. It was yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday I saw about 5 UFOs in the sky. It was really amazing. I happened to be in the car with my little sister.
Wow.
Oh.
Dude, you should hang out with Katie.
Yeah, I never really understood what they were. Can anybody elaborate on them for me?
They're like demon balloons.
Yes. UFOs are, a lot of the world believes in the whole UFO thing, but God has said repeatedly that he's going to use UFOs in the sky to bring down the demons down and to take people in, take their soul, and that's going to be during the tribulation period. So right now UFOs are just popular.
I know they're demonic because they've actually, interacted, towards, the first times I saw them, I was even on the phone with Katie and Carter and all of them. I, went outside and I saw them for the first time, and I stared at this one, and then I, pointed at it, because I was talking about it. And once I pointed at it, it started flashing red.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
Yeah.
The Lord told me that they were, the aliens were, spirit beings. They just had different colors, technologies, and there's another word to use, but different colors, technology, and skin to them. But they're still spirits. They just, just look differently. But you still, a lot of people think they're not spirits. They're separate, but they're actually, everything's either going to be good or bad. So,
Yeah. And another time.
Because the Vatican, real quick, the Vatican had said, their whole position now, which obviously they're not from God's line, the Pope and the Vatican have said that they that their plan is that aliens are going to come to Earth, and then we're going to give up our salvation in Jesus, and they're going to offer us a new salvation. And this is their whole belief system now in the Catholic Church. The Pope high up, it's totally crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. One time I saw.
Go ahead.
Wait. Yeah. One time I saw a UFO. It was a really bright one, and I wanted to get my dad to see it. Because, I thought this would, help him think about, considering what I've been telling him, So, I saw it, and when he went out, we went outside, and it was gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was weird. Eventually, he saw it the next day, because it was out the next day, and they actually got him to see it. And it was, cruising around slowly and everything. And he couldn't even tell me what it was, but I was like, yeah, Dad, these are all over, the world. But, yeah.
There's been a lot of UFO sightings last couple of years. There's, a bunch of them now, all over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Hollywood kind of puts it in movies, it's so interesting and exciting, and, people actually want to, there's, whole groups around the world that want their way for aliens to take them away. Crazy.
You think it's going to be fun or something?
And they're hoping that, somehow some alien they don't know is going to offer them something that they don't have already through Jesus or, whatever's on this earth. They just think, that's pretty scary. Some remote thing is going to take them away and it's going to be better. That's a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait, is Joe still on here?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Joe, hasn't your family had experience with, like, aliens or whatever?
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here biting my tongue on that one. yeah, my mother had experiences when I was younger. I've seen it my whole life, you know, different times since young age till 2 nights ago. So, yeah, I mean, I've always seen them. I've seen them do weird things. I've seen different colors, mostly greens. I've seen a few reds, though. I've seen something hover and then just you gone at light speed. So it's, you know, undeniable stuff. But, again, to me, this is like, yeah, I totally feel it because I've seen it all, you know, for so long now, you know. Age 6, I started observing all this stuff. So it really kind of seems like yesterday, but it seems like, a 1,000 years ago at the same time. But I don't know. Whenever I see him, whenever I see anything or hear anything, or I just ask God. It's so simple. It really, really is. And that's my suggestion to everyone, which I'm sure you're doing already. And I ask him about just the most everything. I mean, he's just all up in every bit of my business. What should I eat, God? You know, it's like I'm annoying him sometimes. I talk to him so much. You know, he doesn't take it like that, of course. He's just pure love. But like I even ask, like, am I ignoring you? And he giggles at me. Like, no, I know. I got plenty of time for everybody. And go. I can't receive that with my little, you know, human brain. But he's just so good and so great. And you know, in these last seconds of the last minutes of the last day, we all really need to just draw close to him and lean on him. You know, we all have this amazing fellowship, which is a blessing, a gift from him to us, and we all feel that and know it in our hearts of hearts. But at the same time, he is always first and foremost and always must be first and foremost. If you have a question, ask God, as well as your brothers and sisters. Get everyone's opinion on it, but never forget to ask God's opinion on that, too.
Absolutely.
Good job on that, Joe. You're right.
It's so simple, isn't it? We just got to keep it simple.
You know, the most hardest things in life are usually simple. And again, we just overcomplicate. It's our human nature to make something so amazing. It's got to be more complicated than that. It can't be that simple because, you know, it's the Alpha Omega, the Almighty. Right? How can we just, it's really that simple.
The funny thing is God made me to think super simple, so it's hard for me to think complicated.
Right on. And again, he made all of us. Each and every one of us, he created us all differently. He doesn't need to make, you know, even twins are different people. As much as they look the same, you start to get to know them, their personalities. He doesn't need doubles of anything. So everyone,
Identical twin. I have identical twin brother.
Right, but you guys, you know, you understand what I'm saying.
With twins, it's always one's a fighter, one's a lover. So it's always all identical twins, and we're like that. He likes ice cream in a cup, I like it in a cone, but we like the same flavor. It's just always two halves of a whole. Definitely.
That's awesome. It's almost, you know, like the way it is, our relationship with our Lord. I mean, we're only whole when we're with him. And I personally I'm only happy when I'm drunk in the spirit. Otherwise, I'm just waiting to feel drunk in the spirit again, basically.
Yeah, like for me, like no fire is, I consider that like a demonic attack.
If I don't
feel a connection with the Lord, I'm like, okay, something's wrong, you know.
Definitely. I mean, I call it distance, you know, and I'll cry out to him, like, Lord, I'm feeling distance, please. And, you know, sometimes it takes 1 second and sometimes it's a few hours, but he never leaves me hanging, you know, and that's where faith comes in. You know, and everyone feels it. Our Lord himself, you know, cried out on the cross that he felt forsaken by his Father, that he felt distance for just 1 second. But then, you know, the distance is gone. So that's something in this flesh, this anchor we're stuck in, that we're going to feel. But when we have these thoughts, we got to go directly to God, and you'll see, you just be comforted. That's his favorite thing, is to comfort his children. So let's always give him the opportunity to do that, not only to bring him praise, but to bring ourselves comfort. That's the best way I've found to do it.
Amen.
Lord,
so Obama's meeting with a boss tomorrow.
Yay.
He's a meeting with the boss.
Hey, guys, I'm going to let a caller on. Okay, hold on one sec here. Hello, 818.
Hi, it's Connor from California again.
Connor, okay, honey, did you want to share? Or you want me to keep you unmuted or mute or what?
You can mute because I'm going to be driving.
2 minutes. Okay, so are you going to work?
No, I am going to run an errand, and I'll be back in chat. So, chat, I'll be back. Don't worry. I'm coming back, all.
All right, Tana. Love you, Tana.
Love you, too. Love you all.
I can't wait to doggy pile. I can't wait to doggy pile Keith, glorified new body Keith.
Oh, yes. I want a new body right now. I want it now. Can't wait.
Day. Hey, you know, Joe, you got me thinking. Are you still there?
I know, Joe's good.
Is Joe still there?
I'm still here. I had to unmute myself. Sorry.
You had me thinking when it's so simple. Just ask God. You know, it's just so simple. And then it is so simple, but God's so funny. Like, I ask God a lot of stuff, but he doesn't tell me everything. Sometimes, so it's simple, but it's not because he doesn't always talk.
Mm-hmm.
Or he doesn't even he doesn't always tell me here, so then that's when I go looking for hints, and that's kind of how God plays with us. It's just it's simple, but it's like God doesn't make people always. You know what I'm saying, you guys? Like someone said, well, just ask him if it was him that blew the trumpet, and I did. Is that you? And he's all maybe, you know. So it's like, God, why do you do this? You know.
Yeah. That's so funny because I got this. He when I asked him, Judy, he just giggled, which he does to me a lot. But then he will let me know. And as I something else I want to bring up, his timing is perfect for us. If he doesn't answer you right away, that's because however long it takes for him to answer you is, I call it training or faith or whatever. But then when he does, it's just the most extra. He gives it to you right when you need it the most. So when you're waiting, you feel distant.
True, think about that.
And it means so much more. Just like,
that's so true.
You know, Keith, I'm going to enjoy my glorified body too, brother. I'm broken head to toe and in pain every day. I'm not trying to compare to you. No one can compare. We're all different. But, like, all these gifts are going to mean so much more because we're in position. He knows this. And all the emotional ones is really what he knows because we're all so different on that level. So that's why he'll even take a little time just so when he does come, it's so extra special. You know, again, his timing is perfect. And we're little kicking and screaming babies like, we have more attention. And he's sitting up there like, I want to do this to you, but I know it means so much more if I just hold back. Or if he doesn't want to hold back. He doesn't want to leave you hanging. That hurts him for you.
Yeah,
and
he told me. Yeah, he told me. Because one time I was like, Lord, I want to go. You know, and he's like, you'll realize how perfect my timing is once you're here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you have that mindset, like, just think that, even though you desire it now, the outcome is just going to be better than what you're originally wanting because this plan's perfect and ours isn't, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, for years I stayed offended. I didn't really know what I was just offended that God wouldn't answer me the way I would ask or I didn't get what I wanted when. And, you know, years later now I've just learned, like, he knows what he's doing, you know, but it's a process with all of us because, you know, it's just a road we all go on. But now I know whatever answer he gives me because he loves me and he's not mad at me. I used to think when I didn't hear from him, it was because he was mad. And it's funny because that happened to little John. He didn't hear God for like a day or two and he thought God was mad at him. Automatically we assume things. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Mom, am I still going in the rapture? God hasn't talked to me for a couple of days. And he got real – and I go, no, honey, he's just having you go by faith. And sometimes God is quiet. He just is. He just wants us to peace and at rest situation. You know, sometimes he just wants us to just say, enjoy yourself. I'm here with you. And, you know, we just have to not freak out, and we just have to trust our dad. He knows how to treat us. He knows what he's up to. And I just take comfort in like you said, we just can't get offended. We just have to trust him that he's always doing everything for our good. I've just finally, you know, I believe that. If he doesn't tell me an answer right away or he doesn't tell me what I want to hear or he doesn't say anything, period, I've learned to trust that because then he wants me to, like you were saying, Joe, just grow in your faith and just believe.
Mm-hmm.
Believe even you don't see it or feel it, you know. And so little John, even though he's 10, God put him through that little trial of faith to just believe, and he did great. He did perfect. He's like, oh, okay. He just had to be assured that God wasn't mad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think when someone is quiet that they're, you know, displeased or something, like, what did I do wrong? I can't hear you. But that's not the case. You know, that's not the case. Once I told him, he was like, oh, okay. He was happy as pie and assured God the next. But, you know, we're just, we need to be reassured by our daddy. He does it.
It's true. And in the past, he told me, he said, you know, I'm a lot like I made you. He said, you know, Joe, how much you enjoy your time alone and your quality time, as much as you love, just love being with people and talking with people and being surrounded by friends, don't you sometimes just need to detach and have some time with me and some time just to yourself? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, maybe I do too. You want to think about it like that? It's like, oh, I never even thought about that, just because, you know, you're just the ultimate, you know, all amazing in life, you know, so I didn't even think, you know, like, oh, maybe, you know, think of it like that when you feel distance. And maybe that's like, yeah, he told me that more just to think of it like that so I wouldn't be insulted by it. And it's just something that's helped me sometimes in my distance, because distance is the worst feeling. It really is.
It is.
But, yeah, you know, we talked about it. And it definitely helps when you can start, you know, meditating on past words that he's given you about, you know, talk to him about the distance, and he'll give you tips on how to get by. You know, he wants you to, he'll explain to you why you might be feeling that, and teach you to not view it as, well, it can be good with negative space. God, where are you? Oh my God, I did something wrong. That's just how we're wired. At least me, that's how I'm wired. So you know, most of us, I feel like, are like that, just because we love him and we don't want to offend our Father. He's done so much for us that we frankly don't even deserve. So it's just like we have served it. You know, the sense of like, please, Father, I always want to, you know, so don't, you know, it's hard, it's, you know, it's easy for me to say this, I still battle with it, but don't start hating on yourself if you feel a little distance. Just cry out to him. He will answer, you know, and, you know, every time I've cried out in true need, he answered 1 second later, you know, no matter how long distance was, you know, even days of distance, right, you know, he knows it's in your heart, you know, he'll come to you right when you need it, and it'll feel so amazing that, you know, even the times when you have to wait, it's like, I don't even know what to compare it to, but it's that much better because it's built up and you've waited, and then it's just like, oh, thank you, Lord, the love, just, you know, the Holy Spirit, you feel so much stronger because you hadn't felt it in a little while. And then maybe that's just so you could enjoy it that much more again. You know, again, he knows all. He works in a perfect way. None of this is him like wagging his finger at us, so never think it like that. It's all for benefit for us. And again, we're too young to realize that. We're like kicking and screaming babies, and he's just doing everything out of love. Try to just think of it like that, even when you feel the distance. It's out of love, and it's for a reason. And just keep calling out to him. He won't leave you hanging.
Yep. That's good. That's a good rant. I like that. He doesn't. He if he does hanging for a minute, it's just because he's up to something good. You know.
Yeah, and it's also really cool when he does leave you hanging, when you finally figure it out, you're like, oh, I see what you did there. And then it's like, it doesn't even matter anymore. Because if he's teaching you something and you finally learn it, you're just like, oh, okay, I understand. And then you're happy, you know.
I kind of like how we're having this mellow chat night. It's almost like it's fireside.
It's fireside.
It feels like we all have a cup of hot cocoa or whatever you like to drink, and we're just talking about our boo. I love our boo. I can't wait to see you guys. I can't wait to see all you guys. I mean it. I'm just like, he told me the sweetest thing today. He told me the sweetest thing. You know what? Let's play this game. It's where you say the coolest or sweetest. Say something sweet that God said about you. It's okay if it was 10 years ago, okay? But
he called me a girl one time.
He called you a girl?
Yeah, because I wanted to make sure my jacket looked good on me in the mirror, and he called me a girl.
That's really cute, but when when you did that, were you kind of like laughing, like you're so cool, God? Or
yeah,
were you like...
yeah. I was like, whatever. You know, it was all in love, obviously.
Wow. Well, God told me something really sweet today. You know, when I grew up, I was abused, so I had a lot of shame on me. So I always thought God was somehow disappointed in me, in almost my whole Christian walk. And but I've been delivered for a good 10 years, and extra delivered for a good 5. But you know what he told me today? He was so cute. We had some drama go on and some little things happened, and I said, God, I was like, did I do something wrong? Because if I did, I mean, I don't ever want to disappoint you. I was like. Like, even now, saying I'm about to cry. Because I hope I didn't do something, you know, wrong. Because I just, and he told me, he was so sweet, you guys. He said, you know what? Even if you did, I wouldn't tell you because you'd be devastated. And I was like, you're so sweet. He goes, but you didn't. But he said, but you get so upset. You just don't want to do anything wrong, he told me. And it was really, it made me cry. He said, you just don't want to do anything wrong. You just want to please me. That's your heart. He goes, you've made mistakes in the past, you know. He said, but I didn't give you a hard time about them because I didn't want you to beat yourself up. So I just, you know, but he said, no, you're good. It was really cute today. He put a thumbs up. He did a thumbs up to me, and he went, you're doing great. I go, did I do anything wrong, though? Because tell me. I said, if I did something wrong, I'm good. He goes, you didn't, though. But I would tell you now, but I couldn't. Tell you back then. He told me I couldn't tell you back then because you would have been devastated, but I'll tell you now. You can trust me. So then I believe
that. That's so cool. Like, that really shows how loving he really is.
Oh, yeah, very caring. So much of our relationship.
Yeah. If he sees us, like, if he knows our desire, if we are, like, trying our hardest to please him, like, I can totally understand him just letting some things go for a while because he doesn't want to, like, break our hearts, you know?
Yeah. So much of our relationship with God, too, is based on how we were raised, you know, because we were raised a certain way, whether it's on our own or with parents or whatever. But, you know, some people see God as a legalistic God, and other people see God as – and that switches because, obviously, Judy, you know, had such a hard path, so she saw God as more, like, harsh. And then as she changed, then she saw God from a different light, from a different side. And I think all of us see him – differently based on what we went through and who we are, you know. I didn't see God as a contract God all the time. I mean, because I was raised in a really, you know, my parents were just horrible to my brother and I. So we were on our own when we were 16. They kicked us right out on the street. So I've always seen God as more of, for years, it was always like, well, you said this in your Bible, so you have to honor it kind of thing. You know, all like rules and what the Bible says and he has to honor, you know. And now I see him more as... feeling in the lines, more caring, more loving, you know, but it takes a lot of years for that to change and how I see him, you know. I still sometimes, when I want to get answers, I break out the verses and say, this is what you said, this is what you have to honor. But yeah, so everyone's like a little different in how they see God, which means he has different sides to him, you know.
Yeah.
We're all a product of our past experiences. As much as we don't want to be, they affect us, which is why God comes to us all in a different way.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I think that's cool, though. I really, ever since I got to this place, like RCC and all that, I really got to see the diversity of ways that God works with his people, you know. Because when I was just going to church my whole life, I never made it my own, but I just saw everything. Everybody was the same. Like, there was no color, you know? Like, coming in to this place, like, you could talk to each church member for, like, 6 hours straight and not never get bored because of all the crazy things that God's doing individually with every one of us. And I just think that's the coolest thing.
Well, the church has a religious spirit, that's why it's no colors to it. And then the RCC is the real spirit with God, the real relationship, and that's why you see the colors. And it's so true what you said, Luca, completely.
Yeah, the church also likes to use its favorite tool as guilt, you know, to keep you away from God. And, you know, myself in the past, I'm sure all of us, that works very well. It's one of our enemy's best tools. Don't let it work. Again, go to God. God, am I displeasing you?
Don't ask another man. Ask God. He'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to go to him and ask him, and he'll set you straight. I mean, I was brought up for the first 16 years as Jehovah's Witness, and then I had my own money, so I was like, I'm outie.
Wow.
You're all crazy, and I just moved out of my parents' house and did
wow.
my own thing since then.
Wow.
So, yeah, I get where you're coming from, but I was riddled with guilt from being brought up like that, and it created tremendous distance, which, you know, took me, you know, years to get, you know, so it's like closer every day now, but I mean, to even get, you know, I just so
wow.
much, I felt guilty to even approach him, to even pray. You know,
yeah,
back then
wow.
I pray all dogmatically, you know, Jehovah God, mm-hmm. I pray to you through your son, Christ Jesus' name. He doesn't want to hear that. He told me that. He's like, can you please just talk to me for real? And then the way he talked to me, it's like, wow. Again, all a personal thing. Like, if the way he talked to me, if he talked to someone else, they'd probably be offended and not think it was God.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
So again, it's different with everyone, which is why it's, you know, it's very important to fellowship and share and everything, but never think, oh, you know, anything about anyone. You know, you got to, the whole not judging is very, very important.
Yeah, I really like it when God's in a sarcastic mood because it's so funny, you know.
It really is.
It's like God Almighty is, you know, so chill that he'll, like, make fun of us, but in, like, a loving way where you know he's kidding, you know. I just find that really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, with me, he'll say it in words where it just gets, it's you know, like those same words that I would use, you know, and it's
yeah.
it's great. And if you tell someone else those words, they go, God doesn't talk like that. Well, maybe he doesn't talk like that to you, but he talks like that to me.
Ask them, how do they know what God sounds like?
Exactly. And that's where it comes back to. It's just a personal thing between you and God, which definitely get, you know, fellowship and inspiration from your brothers and sisters, but always, always first you and God. Never let anything get in between that. He'll answer every question.
Mm-hmm.
Your brothers and sisters will confirm it, definitely. We're part of something so special here in the last minute. That's why he brought us together. I mean, just the similarities as I listen to the show between myself and all the members, it's just, you know, I no longer believe in coincidences for a while now, but this just is like the final nail, for lack of a better term. Like, we're all brought together for a reason.
You need to make some YouTube videos, Joe, and teach some of those things.
I'm not good at that. I can't even believe I'm talking this much tonight. I'm just...
No, but you're about to share. You're
nice and calm.
You should teach more of that stuff. It's good stuff.
Everyone else is doing real well, so...
No, Joe, like, everybody has... Everybody's good individually, you know. You can get something from everybody, you know.
Definitely.
And you have a whole bunch of awesome stuff today.
You all do. Like, you've all built me up so much, words can't even explain. So it's, again, he's brought us all together for a reason, you know, to build each other up in this time. You know, it's our time of need because we're being rammed with all these emotions, both good and bad. You know, the overwhelming joy can only be balanced by overwhelming sorrow and distance, feeling the pain of the loss right now. And a lot of this is a lot to go through, which is, again, why the closeness, you know, he wants to still help us so much. That's like being a broken record on that, but that's really what you keep taking my head back to. It's just stay so close now more than ever.
Oh, man. You've got to get the knowledge too, Joe. The Lord tells me that, and I can see it in you when I look into your mind.
Oh, thank you. But it's
knowledge.
It's him. Without him, I am not.
Yeah, that's where it's coming from. He's giving you that gift. Knowledge, you can teach people things and stuff.
You can see people's minds. That's so cool.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm a twin, because I can see into people. Like, a lot of people said they can discern. So, like, discerning to me is, like, you know, it goes from small to large. And you can sense, you know, the spirit realm, angels and stuff with your eyes. You can see them or you can hear them or you can – all your senses – or just spiritual senses. But some people can see, some people can hear, some people just know. But I also can see into people's spirits, too, as a discernment gift. So I can look into their heart, and I can also look into their mind and see things, too. And I think those gifts I've always had because of the fact that I'm a twin and I can read my brother's mind and stuff. My mom was a twin, so I could read her mind as well. But now when the Lord shows me people, I could just 2 seconds, I can see into them, and I can tell you what they're all about and what's going on with them many times, what they're thinking and stuff. So usually, like, on the radio, when people come on, I got to hear their voice, because then I get into their energy and I start scanning their mind and their heart. And
God will, I can just do it, but God will just also point out things like what's going on with them and stuff.
Dude, that's legit.
It's cool because that way people will email me on YouTube and they'll say, you know, I watched your video, Keith. Can you help me with this thing? And then I'll just say, okay, Lord, open them up to me. And then I can and I'll go in, like when I start reading their words, and then I can go into their, like who I can get the imprint of who they are, and then go inside and I can see what's going on with them. And then I'll ask God, what's the answer to the solution? And then he'll tell me. So it's really, really cool stuff. That's why I'm just, I don't come across like an emotional person. I'm more, everybody's either a feeler or a thinker. See, if you divide the world into two, people are feelers or they're thinkers. And usually the people that are thinkers, they've got that word of knowledge. They've got the knowledge because they live in their head. And many times they're, you know, the legalistic about the Bible. And then you've got your feelers over here. Well, your people, the thinkers are all about the verse says this, the verse says that. And then your feelers over here, especially in the bride, they're the ones who are getting all the visions and all the dreams and all that stuff. So in the bride, you kind of see, like when I scan the bride, I see two groups. I see the visionaries, which are the feelers, and then I see the thinkers. And a lot of the bride, you'll see a division down the middle where the thinkers are like, no, no, I don't believe in any of those visions, any of that. And then you've got your visionary people, your feelers are like, oh, no, I got a vision, I got a word, I got this, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so usually, you know, you ask yourself, are you a feeler or are you a thinker, you know?
I already know what I am.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're a feeler.
Every
you
time I try to think.
You got a little sensitive energy to you, Luca. So a lot of people, like, you know, when you meet people, too, you can say, is this person a feeler or a thinker? And that would be a way that all of a sudden you'll just right away start to look into it's an entry point in, you know, and when you get really good at it, then you don't even have to try at all. But I love it. It allows me to help people, you know, and I like doing that. It's my favorite, you know.
Yeah, but dude, my thinker side is like genuinely retarded, you know.
You have all that creative energy. You have a flowing, wonderful creative energy. And that's why you're so spatial, like you can do physical things. Usually people that are feelers can like roller skate and do all a lot of spatial, different things that thinkers don't do, you know. Like Joe's more of a thinker, you know. Judy's definitely a thinker, but she's got a feeling part attached to her. She's predominantly a thinker, but she's able to, it's like a sticker of having a feeling, a sticker on her.
That's so funny because Joe's always telling me to go meditate on things. And I'm like, I can't go meditate on things. I don't even know.
You're funny, Luca, yeah. That's why, like, I saw your guitar. I was like, oh my gosh, all that creative energy. I saw this creative energy so much in you when you were playing. You're so good at that, too. I was like, wow. It's like, I could just see it pouring out of you. I was like, my gosh, he's got all this creative
Thanks,
energy
man.
God's giving him. Yeah, you're really good, really, really good. I feel like with you, I feel like you're only tapping into like 10% of what you really could do. God's giving you so much creative energy, and I feel like you only tap into like just a little bit. And when I saw your videos, like there's so much more you can tap into it, you know? Like for you, because you're a feeler and you're such a strong feeler, you can really ask God to give you like visions and take you to other places and take you to heaven and see things and really experience that through the senses, the feeling sense.
He's been,
you know,
really, like, yeah, even as a joke, is he's like my special little guide when it comes to like seeing into the spiritual realm and stuff like that.
Cool.
He's been really escalating
cool.
that a lot more with me lately. So
good job. That's great that you work together on that. Good job. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Keith,
yeah,
expand on what you're saying, because I love it. But also, I mean, a lot, you know, it all develops together where, yeah, I'm a thinker, but I'm also a feeler as well, you know, on every level, you know, from athlete 20
your
plus
predominant
years
thing
to,
is your main thing is you're a thinker, and then you can still feel on top of that, but you're not, as your main gift of who you are as a person, more of a thinker. So everybody can do both, but some people are like, Luca is all feeling, you know, and then you're mostly thinking, and Judy's definitely thinking. Katie's
hearing that from you because honestly, I have been having trouble going out lately because I've just been feeling so much. Like, I started crying in the middle of the A&P. And again, I break fingers snowboarding, you know, all the time, just tape them up. I don't care, you know, whatever, and cry. But, like, you know, just feeling other people's sadness and I go by them, it's gotten to the point where, like, I'm not even trying to, you know, and I've always felt that. But again, kind of hand in hand, meditating with God. What is this? And then I want to feel more. And he lets you. But again, he's got to start you on milk before you can digest the meat.
Well, and that's good that you're doing that, because you're really expanding who you are as a person. God can only work so much through you if you on a, you know, one track thinking or something, you know. But you got, if you're expanding the ceiling part of you, then there's a whole other world that Luco sees that he could expand to you. You see what I'm saying? So that's really good, Joe, that you're doing that. Really, really good job on that.
Exactly. And again, you know, just the fellowship with my brothers and sisters, the feeling I have, you know, just the energy right now being with all of you, like, it's you know, that's why I never miss this show, among other reasons. But it's just something that, again, God's made undeniable. You know, a bunch of people I've never met, yet I feel like they're my real family. And I don't need any extra friends. I have too many, in my opinion. And I you know, I want to talk to you all, like, just all night. You know, it's more important than sleeping or eating. You know, it's undeniable. So it's a beautiful thing. And, like, we're all so blessed. We need to take a minute and just right now thank God for bringing us all together as a group. I think that would be really cool, bring a lot of glory to him. So, Keith, can you lead us in a thank you prayer to our Father?
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you, Lord. We just want to say, Father God, that we thank you for. Lord, just thank you for bringing us all together. And thank you for each one of us are so different, Father, but it's like a diamond, Lord. You're the diamond, and we're the edges on the outside of it. We're different sides of the one diamond, Lord. We're all a body of Christ. So we're all that one big diamond. We're all sketched in on different sides, and we all reflect that beautiful light, Lord, that the whole world can see as we come together. We just ask, Lord, that you take all the bright, all the people that are listening, all the bright out there that are going through a lot. We ask that you bring them together, Lord. Allow us to, like Paul said, when one has more, one has less, bring us all together to balance each other and support each other emotionally and to help each other in time of need. And just to come together to emotionally support each other so we can be like a strong warrior army that we will be very soon. We ask that you just continually support us and strengthen us, each one of us. We ask, Lord, that you expand this RCC church. And allow it to echo, just like a diamond would. The sound goes for miles, Lord. Allow it to echo and echo throughout the world to help all kinds of people, whether they can be on the radio or not. Allow it to really help those people and to encourage them, to strengthen them, and give them answers. We also ask, Lord, that you open up the gifts. After salvation, we should be banning our gifts so we can all go out and bear fruit for you. So open up everyone's gift to the maximum. And allow each one to be gifting and helping each other with the gifts that they have of knowledge and wisdom and healing and teaching and all kinds of other gifts, Lord, that aren't even written in the Bible. And we thank you, Lord, for each one of us, and we thank you for caring so much about us, always being there for us. We know sometimes we may not feel it or see you there, but we know that you are there. And then once we go through that trial, you show up. So we thank you, Lord. We know, Lord, that you're not coming back to earth just this yet. We're going to be raptured, but we know that you can only right now work through your bride. And that's how we get things done, through you on earth. So we ask that you work through us full time right now before the tribulation comes and before the rapture comes, so that we can do the maximum amount of your will on earth and expand it to do your will. So before we go home in the rapture. And we ask that you rapture us soon, Lord. We can't wait. Amen.
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 Oh, thank you, Keith. That was awesome.
Dude, it didn't even feel like we were on the radio show.
I know. It's really sweet. I'm really enjoying this. It's like I don't think this show has ever been mellow. It's like the mellow fireside chat talk. It's really like here. Blessing me, actually. I've been crying, blowing snot. No one heard me.
No,
I needed it.
It was really Keith. You have like a really cool thing going on.
Aw, you're sweet. See that, like right there. Like when I was praying, I was like, when you said to pray, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say. And then the Lord opened up the energy. So then I just went into the energy, and then He was guiding me, you know. So kind of like, and that's just. Same thing you can do, Luco, because you have all that wonderful creative energy. I love I just love when the bride is using their gifts to do, like, the most for God. I just love it. I like talking to new bride people and seeing what they're about and encouraging them. My ministry is to take Christians that are already saved and to mature them in Christ and open their gifts. So I always tell them what gifts they have, and then I tell them how to activate them, and then they're off and running. And that's my most favorite thing in the world. Usually, like, your ministry that you have for God is something that you already love to do, you know, and you are good at it. And that's what I love to do. I love to have everyone open their gifts, because then it's like, wow, then the energy of the Holy Spirit just goes crazy, because, like, people are, like, you know, healing each other, and they're using knowledge, and they're prophesying, and all kinds of, you know, and when, like, the RCC church already has a lot of people already that are doing that, so that's why it's, like, amazing.
Do you ever feel, like, any overwhelming energy, like, right when you get on the line with everybody on the phone?
No, because I can handle big crowds. I mean, it's never enough for me. I love it. I like it so much. I like to tune into as many people as I can. Usually I'm a one-on-one guy, though. Like, in public, you'll never see me with more than, like, if a couple people walk up to me, I'm very quiet and intimidated. But one-on-one, I'm a powerhouse because I'm a leader. So I tend to just, even if it's a crowd, I just listen for one voice at a time and tune in. You know, I really focus on the one person, especially, like, with videos, like Katie had that video, so I could, once I see them, boy, I really can tune into them 2 seconds, you know. That's why, like, strangers will, like, I can see a stranger on the street, and the Lord will show me everything about the person, and in store, if I'm around next to somebody, like, I can read their mind and see what they're going through emotionally, and I can say things that I know that are just perfect. That's why I told the Lord, if I can't get somebody saved, then nobody can, because, like, when you're trying to talk to somebody about Christ, you should be reading their energy, looking to their mind, looking to feel them out, so you know where they're at and where you're at with what you're saying. A lot of times when people talk to people about Christ and stuff, they're just A, B, C, D, and this person here is A, Z, L, K. So you want to use your gifts to look into them, who they are, what's going on with them. Then you can feel them out. You know, okay, this is where they're at. So if I say this, then they're going to have this option or this option here. It's like playing chess with them, and you can kind of guide them where you need to go. You know, it's a powerful gift. And sometimes I get frustrated, though, because I just feel like, I just want to see more. I want to see more power of God coming to the earth. I want to do, that's why I can't wait till we're that army, because I want to do so much more. I want us to all be, you know, a lot of things hold us back, our lives and our daily life and our jobs and just all that. And when we're the bride of Christ, so doing miracles and stuff on earth, it's going to be, like, just amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Amen.
I don't know. You guys, Joe, Keith, and Luco, I'm not the only one that's enjoying your guys' fireside chat. It's like we're all eavesdropping. Station, you know what I mean? But it feels like,
as I said, I forgot we were on the radio. I thought we were having, like, a three-way call.
Yeah, it feels more like a phone call, which is why I'm probably not having an anxiety attack. Well, the Lord's keeping me from it, surely. But no, this is beautiful. Keith, you have the most soothing voice, like, honestly. Like, I'm, like, just glowing in the spirit when you talk. And that prayer is beautiful and so weird, because I hate being called out to pray, just because when I was a little kid growing up, Jehovah's Witnesses, like, I was like, you know, cute little kids, like, oh, let's have Job pray. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. I knew I could, though. But, you know, it's funny, I asked the Lord first. I was like, can I call Pete Keith to pray? He's like, yeah. And then you just, I mean, it was so beautiful what you said. I want to thank you for that. It really, I haven't been the same since. I'm just, like, slouching down, like, that was so beautiful. A term I need to use, Luca knows, I call it next level. That's what that was.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Joe have some pretty weird, like, mind sync things going on sometimes.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Even the way we first met was, it's so funny looking back. Like, the way me and Joe first met, this was back in the, you know, if you need help hearing God days, you know. And it was, like, late at night, you know. And I was already on the phone with someone else, I think. And I get this call, you know. And I just let it go because I was like, I'll probably get back to him later. I don't know. They'll probably call again. I don't know, you know. So I let it go. And, like, a couple minutes later, I hear, you know, you need to call that person back. I was like, okay. you know? And then I call it back, and then turns out that it was Joe, and then he almost like put the phone away and went and did something else, but the Lord told him to stop and wait for me to call him back.
Wow.
You know? And then at the time, he was also confirming a time frame that the Lord just told me that night.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was just, like, a really cool thing. Like, right off the bat, we were having, like, weird, like, mind sync things through the Lord. You know, and ever
Very
since
cool.
then, we'd always have weird things happen like that.
It's amazing, and everyone, you know, I've had a chance, you know, the privilege to reach out to, it's been, you know, different yet the same. Just an amazing experience, an amazing connection, just in knowing that this is just all so real. Like, you know, I was one of those kids who was like, this isn't my family, you know, like, I even, you know, amongst my family, and everything always pointed to that. I didn't even look like any of them. I was just like, okay, I guess I'm adopted or whatever.
Yeah.
My father got around, maybe, or my mother too, but who knows? These connections, and God makes it that way. You know, he made it that way for Luco and I. He made it that way for the first time I talked to Judy. So many other people. I go on and on, and it's just, it's undeniable, and it's beautiful, and that's why, you know, it's even more beautiful when you're not only experiencing it, but experiencing with the Lord. Like, Lord, how cool is this? Like, oh, like, I'm still feeling this. And he's like, right. You know, like, deep into it more. So, again, not to digress, and not that everyone's already doing it, but 24/7, if you can, just keep them right there with you. You know, I'm blessed. You know, whenever I do that, and whenever I get that distance, a lot of the times it's because I'm the one causing it. I'm too busy doing something else. You know, and that's myself causing me pain, because I get comfort, you know, just from him, really.
You guys continue to work together too. That's just great that God brought you together to balance each. You should work together on, like, dreams and visions and all kinds of things, you know. See, the more practice makes perfect in the God kingdom, I found. The more you, you know, about seven months ago, God gave me this new gift, which is the gift of dream interpretation. And I never was interested in that at all. But it's kind of, now I can see why I did it. But so that's something that's really cool, too. Now people tell me their dream, and then I'll just ask God what it means, and then he'll usually has something to do with going on with their walk with God, too. It's always something, even though they don't see it, it comes out. Yeah, that you guys can work together with, like, your dreams and visions and stuff like that. Like I said, practice makes perfect, you know.
Oh, we, and us as a church, you know, the whole RCC group, it not only has been, but needs to continue to work together and just build each other up the way we have been.
Hey,
I've been so blessed by it.
Keith, do you have my cell phone number?
It was 900-1900. No, I don't have your cell.
Oh, okay. Oh, dude, you should, like, inbox me or whatever on YouTube so we could start, like, talking more.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, Joe, you don't have videos on YouTube, huh? Lord told me you have a gift of teaching, too. So how come you don't have YouTube videos?
You know, that's a good question, and I even asked God if I should make one, and it kind of had me think of a joking one to knock down some doors, but every time, you know, you're just like, you're not going to get around to it. I never even knew how to use YouTube until, like, three months ago or so. So
I know, but
I definitely will, and, you know, I always make jokes with them. I'm like, I bet with them, you know, if you're not here by Tuesday, I'm going to Vermont, went to Vermont. Now, and if he's not here in 10 days, I'm going to fly out to Mount Hood. So if he's not here in X amount of days, I'll make a video for sure.
Just talk about, like, your experience. You have, like, so many experiences that people can really relate to, and you just help them. That's what I think you should talk about. Just experiences that you've been through and stuff, and how you work through it and different things. I think you should do that. I think it's cool. Really interesting. I'm not usually really interested in a lot of that kind of stuff, but when I hear you talk, it's very interesting. So you should definitely be sharing that.
Each one of us in the bride is a special little piece of the full thing, and you know, it's like a body missing a finger. We're all part of this body, so that's why we're all better together. You know.
Yay.
So I want to ask you, Chief, and everyone, really, and you know, with these extra feelings we're all getting, I mean, how accelerated has yours been lately? Has it been so much more feeling, thinking, and connection for everyone? Anyone
else? I've been having more intense feelings lately.
About what, Luco?
Oh, just the main thing that I feel is the most common feeling I get is I could tell when I'm under attack really easily because I like feel it throughout my whole body. It's not just a mind thing. Like it's also like I feel it in my body. Like
uh-huh,
I describe
uh-huh.
it as like a claustrophobic feeling.
Interesting.
In a way.
So when the enemy's attacking you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mhm. Interesting. What do you do to change that energy?
That's the thing I always keep trying to work on now. It's
mm-hmm.
the work in progress.
Yeah, I like, you know, today the enemy attacks me every couple of days. I get attacked, like, for instance, with lust. It's just, you know, we all have certain things that we hit on. And you know, I'm dealing with the health issue for 4 years now, and that's just been a 24-hour thing. And sometimes when I start feeling better, then I get hit with the enemy, you know, on that kind of stuff. And I can see the demons kind of over me. I can see them hovering.
Yeah, I've actually seen, like, full-body, like, demons and, like, walked up
go.
And looked at them.
Mm-hmm. So I just, the key is it's really, you know, because they can attack the portals through your mind. And the key really always just, it's hard, but I just always remember you got to change the energy. So I try to praise God while they're attacking me left and right. I'm going, praise God, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, and they're attacking. But I always remember you've got to change the energy. You know, you've got to change it. And then if you can take your mind off of enemy attack and put it back on God or Jesus, you know, like his energy, and then if you can hang in there long enough, then it'll change. And usually when I pray, I can always see the throne of God, too. That's another thing that if I praise God for a couple seconds, I'll see the throne open up, and I'll see his energy coming down. But I also can see, when I look out, I can see what's going on with the bride as a whole, and I can see the metal. Oftentimes, there's like a metal covering over all of us that's from the enemy, and our prayers are not getting through, and sometimes they are. And I can see what's going on in the spirit realm with the attacks on the bride. So sometimes I'll just go in and praise God and get the thing open, you know, to help me communicate with God better, also to help the bride to take down that wall and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But you're a feeler, Luco, so that can be tough for you because you're such a feeler. It can really hit you at that whole energy thing.
Dude,
hard.
Sometimes
it'll know?
Make me, like, even as, like, Joe, one time, it made me, like, I was just laying down, and it made my emotions, like, it made me just uncontrollably, like, sad, and I was, like, crying uncontrollably. But if you would have asked me why, I wouldn't exactly know what to say.
Interesting. That makes sense, because you're such a feeler, so God's working through your feeling, but so
yeah, but it's always hard for me to feel, like, a heavenly presence. I'm always only feeling, whenever I feel something, it's usually only because it's demonic.
Interesting. So for you, like, well, when you praise God, like if you sit there and praise Him for a couple of minutes, Luco, are you feeling? What do you feel there? Does that take you to that to God's realm?
I've tried that, but I don't know. Like the best way that me and God, like the times me and God get the closest are.
Yeah.
When I go out walks at night and I just talk to him, like I feel like that's my true, genuine connection time. You know, I'm
well,
really mellow.
Sense,
I've never been the kind of guy that, you know, like bounce around with his hands in the air. You know.
So for you, you know, I bet if you go to the ocean, the mountains, or the desert, it's going to be much stronger for you, even on top of just being outside. You know,
yeah.
There's like, and when you go outside, there's billions of negative ions on the earth, and they connect us to the earth's electromagnetic energy field, and that makes our cells feel really good. So when you go to the mountains, ocean, or desert, there's billions and billions and trillions of them, so you really can feel the earth and connect. And so that's why
it's
outside for you.
Yeah,
you know?
I live in a really like beautiful part where I have like a really good view of like the hills, and like I have like a really good view of Mount Hood and everything.
Nice.
And
nice.
So, because I live like at the very edge of the city, so I could just walk
nice.
A little bit my way, and I'm pretty much in the country. So it's really
lucky.
Nice. Yeah.
So for you, what strengthens? I mean, the key I always find is people can usually, you know, they get attacked by the enemy, but I always find the key is just when I ask, when I work with people, talk to people, is to find out what strengthens their spirit. You know, the key is like, I find like with sin, you know, I'm like a warrior, but I get hit extra hard for that too. But to me, like, if I wake up that morning and I strengthen my spirit, then the enemy tries to hit me with attacks, and then it's not as powerful. But then if I wake up and my spirit is just not as strong, you know, that the best way to me to, for me to stay in line and, you know, and with God is to keep my spirit extra strong. If your spirit is stronger than your flesh, then you won't, you know, it'll be harder to sin. It'll be easier to blow the enemy off, you know. But we always go back and forth. A lot of people think that, like, oh, I'm going to get my spirit strong. But a lot of people don't know how to get their spirit, like, super strong, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. So
I'm asking you, Luke, go ahead.
Listen to what I'm saying to you, not as it appears now.
Wait, what? What did you say, Katie?
What did she say?
I don't know. I don't know what that was.
She said something about something.
So the key to me is like, you know, getting your spirit like super strong. And I say this for every person that's listening out there on the RCC. You know, think about what is it that you particularly do to get your spirit super strong that day. And that means feeling God the strongest. Some people it's praise, other people it's, you know, like if I read a book on Smith Wigglesworth, which Judy worked for that ministry, boy, man, he was a powerful man of God. He'd get on a train, everybody would repent on their knees immediately. So I read a couple pages of his miracles that he did, and I felt stronger in spirit than I do when I read the Bible even. This man was such a man of God. You got to kind of decide what is it about, you know, you that will strengthen your spirit.
Yeah,
some
I think that's the
train,
thing I need to figure out. You know?
Figure out, yeah. Some people
because, like, there'll be
times
where I wake up in the morning and I feel like, you know, super dull. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know where to start.
So think about that. Well, what is it that you do that would make you feel like when you want to just turn God on real strong and feel the Holy Spirit really strong, what is it that you do that turns on your spirit stronger then?
I'm not going to lie. I honestly don't know. Like,
well, try different things.
I've never
read the Bible
been able
for
to,
20
like,
minutes,
figure that
you know,
out.
Praise God or pray, read the Bible, read Smith Wigglesworth's book, John Lake, that both of them, you'll see they're like a fan. And then and see which one raises your spirit stronger. You know, that's the whole key I find to everything. Just getting our spirit stronger, then the enemy's attacks are like nothing. And then we're just feeling we're connected to God that day. And a lot of people think like, oh, I'm just going to get my, you know, a lot of people think that, oh, my spirit's fine, it's strong, but I have found there's so many more levels you can go. You can go so much deeper. You know, like Judy's home all day, bathing in God. So she's going to new levels. You know, you can go to just so much more new heights, but you just got to figure out what works for you. And it's different. It's going to be different for Joe. It's going to be different for me, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, for you, Luco, it might be a feeling thing since you're the key is feeling. You know.
Real quick, you guys. We are going to have. Okay, hold on. I'm letting someone else on. Is that you, Pat?
Yeah, I'm here, honey. I just got on. Hi, sweetie.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, loves.
Boys are having a side chat.
Hey, Pat.
We have left, so I'm going to interrupt it, and then you guys get each other's numbers. It's cool. This has been a very mellow, awesome, nice little family time. I last show. Yippee.
Hey, cool.
Do you have something you needed to share, Pat?
Hold on, I'm just going to read here and I, if you guys wanted to hear some. But,
okay, I can't.
I can't hear you, Pat.
You can't hear me?
No, we can't hear
you.
Sounds kind of creepy.
I know. Pat, we can't hear you. It's going down.
Hello.
An alien daughter.
Okay, I'll just... Sorry.
Come down from the alien ship.
Yeah.
Hey,
Pat's been a robot this whole time, guys. No.
No, no. She's on an alien ship right now. Pat, calm down.
Not anyone, no one really called in. Everyone that's on is talking, and then the rest are wanting to be muted. So it's been kind of a mellow, it's a nice mellow night. It's just
well,
family.
Well, I hope we didn't scare them. We just kind of did some advanced new stuff, different stuff.
God, this is like, okay, since Jesus Christ is a pastor, he has so many different personalities. You know, like tonight he's in chill mode around the fireside. You know, we have all different personalities of God showing up on our show. And I that's why I think I'm just so in love with everybody, because each person brings a different side of God. And it's just really cool. Tonight's been a real sweet, mellow
this
show.
This is, like, normally it's a church service. Tonight was like a Bible study, you know?
Awesome. Awesome.
Just like,
I love it, too.
Yeah. Just felt like everybody was loving each other and just, I don't know, I just, you guys shared some good stuff. It was, it's been a real blessing to just sit here and listen. Really cool.
It was warm. You could feel the Holy Spirit. And it was so, like Judy said, fireside chat. So awesome. I love that stuff. I love it.
I know. It's just, you know, we're just getting, you know, intimate with each other. We're all about to fly together. God's intimacy is what allows us to open up to each other and just, yeah, it's something that you don't find every day. My sister just noticed that. She goes, this is really different. It's like, there's, I've never seen a church like this. This is just so cool.
So cool.
You just never know what to expect, you know. You just never know what God's up to.
I can't wait till like, we have campfires in heaven.
Oh, man.
Like, I was, I can't wait to just, like, relax in heaven, like, go find a tree or something and just sit by it.
For, like, 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a time frame.
Sorry.
Well, you're going to come on my boat. I'm going to have a yacht in heaven, so we're having a big boat party.
Oh, dude, I'm having a pirate ship.
Oh, cool. Oh, that'll be so cool. Oh, I can't wait. That'll be so fun. That nighttime with all the lights lit up. It's going to
yeah.
be great.
I keep asking God. I'm like, God, I actually want, like, nighttime because I love the nighttime, you know. I was like,
oh,
Lord, I hope there's, like, some place in heaven where there's nighttime.
Well, it's supposed to be, like, day and then a little bit darker for night. Not, like, extremely dark, but there would be two shades, so we will know when it's day and night.
Yeah. But I want, like, I want to see
That's
lots
cool.
of stars kind of night, you know.
That would be so cool. Oh, I love the water. I will be on your ship. We'll be hanging out. The Lord will be with us.
All right, dude.
Big party.
Yeah.
Can we do communion since you're running out of time?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Someone want to lead us in that?
Do you want to do it, Keith?
No, I don't have... I don't.
Oh.
Someone else do it.
You guys singing or something? Is that what you...
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Judy, we were thinking about doing communion since we're running out of time.
Do air communion.
Huh?
What's that?
Oh, yeah, let's do air communion. That'd be...
Let's do the air communion. Okay.
Okay.
And
all right, three,
roll.
Two, one, go.
Take, drink. No, let's do the bread. Take,
okay.
Eat. This is the body. Do this in remembrance of me. So take the bread, break it in the air, eat it by faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Take, drink. This is my blood, spilled for you for remission of sins, new covenant. Let's drink it up. Lift up your cup of cheer to Jesus, thank him, and then just pour it in your mouth.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Spirit and the bride say. Red X says, Rapture-Centric Church has their own airline, RCC Air.
That's cool.
Dude, that's catchy.
You know, this is reminding me of our very first show. It was just, you know, I don't know. It's just funny.
Yeah, at the very beginning,
it
was just like this. We just talked.
I know. This is like the first in the show. Whoa. Look at
that.
Yeah,
that's why we missed it. Yeah.
Dude, I like it this way.
Me too.
Don't get used to it, because next thing you know, God's going to do something crazy. No, I'm kidding. We're not even going to be here for it.
He's
going
to make us all, like, dress up in church clothes or something.
Bill, our CC air goes missing.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Are you taking a bath or what? Oh, John. You're closer on the couch here. Don't open that. Shut the door. The cats will get out. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Missing in the rapture triangle. That's right. Our seven rapture. RCC.
You're not allowed to say the word triangle. It's bad.
But my head is shaped like a triangle, so I guess I'm evil.
Well, your head's satanic then. Sorry.
Matt, haven't you seen the videos about me?
I should say prism. Don't talk about a prism.
Yeah, I've seen your videos, Judy, and they're wonderful. Yes, we've seen the wonderful videos you make. Wonderful.
No, not mine. The ones that came against
me. I know. That's what I'm
those
saying.
Are wonderful, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yours are wonderful. That's all that matters.
Another fresh one came out, and I'm reading the comments, and all I can say when I read the comments, I don't respond. I just look at them, and I literally just go, another LB? Really? Another? Cause it's
dude,
just
I
sad.
Can never read the comments. I feel way too much oppression on those comment sections.
I know.
I don't allow comments. I just can't stand it.
I know. I always want
I never, yeah, I don't allow comments because I feel like it should be about the video and the message that you're saying from God and not, because they shifted to their personal issues and all that stuff. And I feel that you watch the video and then you're down, the comments shift everything, and I don't like that. So for me personally, I just don't allow any comments on my videos. This is my personal thing. I keep it about the video. But
that's a good idea.
Either that or do like approval on the comments.
The Rapture Kitty cult's not that bad, is it, Keith?
Rapture Kids
oh,
is awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, we're all following a big cat. He's a lion.
Mm-hmm. He's exactly.
Lion in rabbit ears. He's just going to come get us. Well, you know what? That's part of 90 seconds. Oh, heller, church. Okay, well, Spirit in the Bright say, oh! I'm so glad that
Leroy here.
Here. Leroy's my pastor. Come, say it again, Leroy.
Come.
Come, buddy Jesus. Come. I can't take the tuna.
Thank you, Joe, for
sharing.
We love you, Joe. We love you, Luco. We love you, Jamie.
Yeah, we love you.
I love you, bro.
You guys, I love you.
I hate everybody else, but I love Keith. No.
Wow. Luco does this. He picks people and then he drops them. He'll just drop you next day. Okay.
Yeah.
Watch out,
anymore.
Anna.
That's funny.
Hey, you can't even say your name right. It's Tana. You're going to make fun of me.
Sorry,
right.
Tana.
Sorry. Tana and I are good friends. Tana's one of my best friends. She's sweet.
Oh my God.
I love special.
She is. She's awesome. She's very sweet. Very caring.
I know. Sweetest comments on every video. I'm like, wow, she's so sweet.
My twin brother.
Sorry, guys.
Took her out of love.
No.
Love you all. Love you all. I'll contact you, Luco.
Oh, yeah, dude. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.